You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on Casey 107.7.
11:36, jy kers aan my Michelle hier by Casey at work. Daar was Toya DeLazy met Heart en voor het Aretha Franklin met Think. Nou vandag is het World Hearing Day en ek het op die lijn saam met my vir Bongiwe Jombela. Sy is social worker at the deaf community at Cape Town. Good day, how are you doing, Bongiwe?
I'm good, Michelle. How are you?
Good, thanks. Thanks for your time and, sharing some of the answers that I want to ask you some questions with us today. So first I want to know, what are some common misconceptions people have about the deaf community and how can we break these stereotypes?
All right. Thank you for having me. I'll go through. The first one is that deaf people cannot get married or have children. Deaf people do get married, they do have children.
Mm.
And the second one is that people believe that the deaf people are less capable.
Yeah.
They have no jobs. Deaf people are employed, others are working as teachers and lawyers.
Yeah.
And then also deaf people are definitely not only for old people. So other means is that people they are saying that a person that is older can get deafness. So that is not true. You can be deaf at an earlier age for different reasons. And then the other one, they believe that deaf drivers cannot drive or they are dangerous. But the truth is, few accidents that are being done or caused by the deaf people. Deaf people, they can drive, they've got a sharper vision.
Mm.
Yes. And then the other one is that people believe that the deaf people cannot liberate, of which that is not true.
Mm.
Deaf people can watch your lips and then they can read the movement from your lips.
I also want to know, what challenges do deaf individuals face in everyday life and what improvements would you like to see in accessibility?
All right. The challenge is, the first one is the communication breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
Because the hearing people, they cannot communicate with a deaf person. So the communication is the first problem. Secondly, we've got less interpreters. For example, if you go to court or the hospital, there's no sign language interpreters. So that is one of the challenges that we experience. The high rate of unemployment for the deaf people is still a challenge. The discrimination of the deaf people and exclusion, so it's still a challenge for the deaf community.
Yeah. How important is sign language in preserving deaf culture and what can be done to promote its use?
Okay. Sign language is a very important communication tool between the hearing person and the deaf person.
Yeah.
So sign language is very, very important because if you don't know the sign language or you don't learn the sign language, you won't be able to communicate with a deaf person. So by learning the sign language, you'll be able to communicate with that person. And also understanding the deaf culture, the experiences that they have, then that is another way that you can, that is important for the sign language. So learning sign language is very important.
It would be actually so nice if everybody can just learn that that sign language as part of your like an extra language. I mean, then everybody can communicate with somebody deaf. I also want to know, what advice would you give to hearing people who want to communicate better with deaf individuals?
They need to know, to learn the sign language.
No.
They need to learn the sign language because the sign language now is one of the 12 official sign language in South Africa. So people, they need to learn the sign language on how to communicate with a deaf person. So also, from our side, in our organization, we do provide sign language at classes to everyone who's interested. Yes. So also by attending the deaf community events and cultural activities, that young activities get more involved with the deaf person, then that can also help. So if you spend more time with the deaf people, then you'll be able to learn their signs.
Pongiwa, I also want to ask you, can you share a personal experience where inclusivity made a big difference in your life?
Okay, in my life, I never worked with the deaf people.
Yeah.
So, when I started working there, it was like a different environment because I didn't know much about the deaf culture.
Yeah.
So, for me, working there, I gained a lot of skills. Like, I was taught how to sign with a deaf person. I'm able now to communicate with them.
Yes.
I'm running the groups in different schools with a deaf person. So I'm being more and more involved with the deaf people.
I also want to ask you, tell the listeners out there, how can they get involved and how can they support you? So if is there any contact number or website where they can go and get more info about the deaf community of Cape Town?
All right. What I would like to say to the listeners is that we do provide services to the deaf community. For example, we've got a men and women's group that we are running once a month. For the deaf people, we are running different programs to different deaf schools, and then we've got church service that we have once a month for the deaf people.
Yeah.
So we've got also youth programs that we were having, and we are doing testing everywhere, HIV testing and outreaches.
Yes.
And then the other one, we're doing deaf awareness. We go around the community, telling the people about the do's and don'ts of the deaf people and teaching them the basic sign language. So we are based in Hillfield. This is here in Cape Town. And the other one, most important, as a social worker, we assist deaf people with social issues like SASA, family matters, do home visits. We assist them with the courts, and then we also go to the hospital.
Is there a contact number, Bungiwe, where they can contact you?
Yes, here we have. It's 021-712-7904.
021-712-7904.
Oh, that is correct.
Bongiwe, Jobela, I want to say thank you very much for your time and your effort and sharing all this with everyone out there today. And thank you for what you do in the community and what you do for the deaf. I'm sure you have a big passion for what you are doing, and you are called to do this. So keep on doing, and may you just be successful every day what you do. And thank you again for people like you that have a passion for these people. And it teaches us that that doesn't know more about, we also want to learn more about the deaf, that there's places like this where we can go and learn more about the deaf. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for having me. Thank you so much.
You must have a great day. And hopefully we see you soon. Stay well.
All right, then.
Bye.
Thank you so much.
Bye. Ja, vandag op National Hearing Day, dit maak mens net weer bewus dat 'n mens moet dalk ook 'n bietjie meer gaan leer oor hoe hulle kommunikeer. 'N bietjie van daai sign language aanleer en hoe lekker sal dit wees as 'n mens kan kommunikeer met iemand wat gehoorgestremd is daar buite en dalk wil jy met so 'n persoon 'n gesprek voer en dis altyd nie sê altyd so maklik nie. So hier het Bongiwe Jobela, sy is 'n social worker daar by die Deaf Community of Cape Town. Jy kan vir hulle kontak en hulle kan vir jou, jy kan kursusse bywoon en jy kan laat hulle vir jou help hoe om beter te kommunikeer met iemand wat gehoorgestremd is of dan nou nie kan hoor nie.
Casey at work on Casey 107.7.